will be a safer state if we allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's license. There are many in law enforcement, I realize it's not unanimous, but many in law enforcement who share that view. And just if people have to pass the driver's test, both the written and then the on-road, they're going to be better drivers, and they're going to be safer drivers for themselves and for everybody who encounters them. So I'm hoping that that flexibility will still be provided in the legislation. And, you know, I know there's strong feelings on the other side. We'll just have to see. We have to pass Real ID. There's just no alternative. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary Kelly, made it clear in response to another governor's question where they're not making, they're not in compliance now, and they're not making any movement toward compliance. He said, don't expect the January 1st deadline. So he said, we'll give a little elbow room to those states that are working to achieve compliance. But we need legislation to demonstrate conclusively that we are engaged in that process. And if we are doing so, I think we'll be able to get what flexibility additional we need. But without it, there'd be severe consequences for Minnesotans.
Governor, I asked Speaker Kurt Dowd the same question last week, and I'm going to ask you. His response was, we are going to pass, and he said it very strongly, we were going to pass a Real ID bill and the governor is going to sign it. That was a response to my question, are you willing to push this to the point, even beyond a regular legislative session, to have your way? How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, Speaker Dowd can speak for himself. I haven't authorized him to speak for me, not to my knowledge. You know, again, it's still in formation, and the House passed a bill. The Senate is taking up a bill. You know, there's a close divide in the Senate on this subject and others. So we'll see what the Senate comes forward with and see what we can work out in conference committee. I've stated what my strong preference is. I've stated what my administration's objective will be, whether we can achieve that or not. In discussion with the legislative leaders, we'll have to find out.
Okay.